This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 813, MMM Case Study, The Man Who Didn't Realize He Was Already Rich, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host here on Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks so much for being with us on this Wednesday. This is, of course, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And before we get to today's post from Mr. Money Mustache, I want to thank Fundrise for their support. Fundrise enables you to instantly access high-quality, high-potential private market real estate projects, from high-rises in D.C. to multifamily apartments in L.A., and each real estate project is carefully vetted and actively managed by Fundrise's team of real estate pros. Fundrise is the future of real estate investing. Visit fundrise.com/OFD. That's FUNDRISE.com/OFD to have your first 3 months of fees waived. For now, let's get right to our post and start optimizing your life. MMM Case Study, The Man Who Didn't Realize He Was Already Rich, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. This week, Mr. Money Mustache was honored to answer more calls for help from his readers. There was one in particular who had an interesting situation and was generous enough to let me share it with you, anonymously, of course, after we were finished with the email discussion. We'll call the reader Sam, short for Surprisingly Advanced Mustache. Check this out and see if any of it sounds similar to your own situation. Age 41. Family, two parents and one young kid. Desire? To enjoy some form of Mustachian early retirement. Fear. He did not feel he would be able to accomplish this until at least age 65 based on his current situation. And here is his current spending situation. His salary is $70,000 a year, one worker, one stay-at-home parent. Living expenses, $2,351 including mortgage at $1,250. Remaining mortgage amount, $140,000. Current savings situation. Retirement account balance, 401ks and IRAs, $300,000. Emergency fund or rainy day savings, $80,000. Annual savings rate, about $28,000, including 401k, IRA, and additions to the rainy day fund. What do you think? Is Sam almost ready for early retirement or still 25 years away as he fears? Let's find out right now. What I am quickly realizing is that MMM readers are all in rather different situations. For people with high incomes and low savings, the solution is getting people motivated to find interesting ways to streamline their lifestyle. But many of the self-selected crowd who read an early retirement blog like this are already quite frugal. Sam's situation, for example, describes someone spending even less than we do in the MMM household for a family of the same size. For these people, the solution might be a bit of financial wizardry. It is at this point that Mr. Money Mustache fires up the turntable on the right, the one with Ulysses S. Grant from the $50 bill instead of just the $1 Washington platter. 1. Let's look at Sam's retirement balance. It's $300,000 right now, which is actually a fairly sizable stash. But lest the younger folks get discouraged, this is the amount you end up with if you just let your 401k run with auto deductions of $1,000 a month from age 25 to 40 and it compounds at 7%. If Sam stops contributing right now, this balance will automatically grow to about $1 million by the time he's 60, even after adjusting for inflation, so it's already on track to be much more than he needs to live on from age 60 for an unlimited time, living only off the passive income it gains, and not even counting some eventual Social Security income. 2. We've established that Sam is done saving for old age retirement. Now he just has to get enough money to get from his current age until age 60 when the $1 million retirement kicks in. So how much does he need to do this? His family is living on $2,351 per month right now, $28,000 a year. To generate that much income with no work, he would need another $403,000 working at 7%. With $80,000 in the bank right now and a $28,000 annual savings rate, he's already less than 8 years away from a full retirement if he continually invests the early retirement money as he goes along. It's actually even better than this because the assumption I just gave you assumes that he uses none of the $403,000 principal to live on, only the investment gains and dividends it generates. And it assumes he never makes another cent after he retires, and I believe most people who retire well under 60 will find they want to do some paid work occasionally to keep their mind sharp and to have challenging interactions with other adults. So here was the final MMM prescription for Sam. 1. Immediately put your $80,000 rainy day fund into a mixed 60% stock, 40% bond fund. Adding the bond component makes the return far less volatile, and this is important since you'll be starting to use this money in less than 10 years and need lower risk. If you simply buy the Vanguard Balanced Fund, VBINX, this whole step is done with just a few clicks. You can set up a line of credit on your house, which you won't actually use, for small rainy days, and of course you can always sell shares of VBINX whenever you want if there's more rain. 2. Pay off your mortgage over the next 5 years or so using your $28,000 per year savings rate. Then you're done with mortgages forever. This technically earns less return than just investing the extra money, but if you are conservative like me, you like to be out of debt earlier. If not, just invest extra and pay the mortgage slower. At this point, you can subtract about $900 a month from your monthly budget, the P plus I part of your mortgage payment. You still have to pay property taxes, of course. Your new annual living cost will be about $22,000. Your VBINX fund will have compounded to about $100,000 by this point. You can safely withdraw $10,000 per year from that, and it will only run out right as your million-dollar 401k fund kicks in. So now you only need about $12,000 of annual income. Option 1. You could drop down to about quarter-time employment, just enough for free health insurance and $1,000 or $2 of easy income a month. Then you'll still be saving a bit each month, and you can increase your lifestyle, vacation, college savings budget. This is sort of my own path, since I still actually like to work occasionally. Option 2. You could work 3 more years, stashing all that now unneeded mortgage payoff money to really build up the VBINX early retirement fund and quit entirely. So congratulations, Sam, you are not 25 years from retirement after all. You'll be sitting on the front porch thoughtfully grooming your money mustache on a weekday morning before your young child starts the second grade. There are 2 lessons in this story. Lesson 1, you can retire a lot earlier than most people if you have moderate living expenses, even without $1 million in investments. Lesson 2, it is really fun to stay just a teensy bit engaged in some sort of business even after you retire. It doesn't have to be in your original work field, but it does have to be fun. This also gives you reassurance that if you ever do want extra money besides what you have saved, you can always turn it on with a switch. You just listened to the post titled MMM Case Study, The Man Who Didn't Realize He Was Already Rich, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And thank you once again to Fundrise for their support. Come by fundrise.com/OFD to have your first 3 months free. It's a tool that's mentioned across many of the blogs that I narrate here, and for good reason. Private market real estate has historically provided excellent ongoing cash flow, even as it supports long-term growth. Private market assets like these are a strategy for diversifying beyond public market investments and even other kinds of real estate like publicly traded REITs. And Fundrise is the future of real estate investing. The platform's innovations power an investor-first model by eliminating the bloated costs and middlemen that have traditionally weighed down real estate investing, saving investors time and money. Unparalleled transparency and real-time reporting let you see how the development of specific properties impact your overall portfolio. So come check it out. Visit fundrise.com/OFD. That's FUNDRISE.com/OFD to have your first 3 months of fees waived. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I enjoyed this post. Hope you did too. And have a great rest of your day. I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.